Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started.
Hey guys, welcome back to today's episode. It's Nikayla here with another co-work with me episode. So today, I'm just going to share what I'm working on this week and hopefully give you guys some encouragement. But can I just say that even starting this recording was a process. So I have this thing called a Focusrite that connects to the microphone, which I use now, which is this Shure SM7B, right? And then I have a MacBook Air, so I need to use one of these like connector doggle things that has the USB since they want to change up their ports, right? So I haven't had that plugged in for a few days because I was not using it. I wasn't recording anything. So I just went in and tried to set up all the tech behind the scenes to get ready for this recording. And I could not for the life of me hear any sound on this microphone. And good thing I did a sound check, which I don't usually do because I'm usually in a rush. But this something told me in my gut, do a sound check, Nikayla. So I did a sound check, not a sound coming out of the mic. Mute, just me just looking like I'm just talking in silence to y'all. So luckily, after some tinkering, I turned up the gain all the way. That might make sense to y'all if you use these kind of devices. And this is why I always recommend starting your podcast just with a microphone and a laptop and not getting into all this fancy equipment, because I am not a recording studio tech, okay? I don't want to deal with this. But I got this microphone, so I want to use it. I want to get the bang for my buck. So I refuse to just move forward without figuring it out. But I finally did. And I'm so grateful. So just wanted to share that with you guys. So anywho, what I'm working on this week, in addition to recording an episode, let's talk about that though. So I've broken up my week into my four main priorities, which are my podcast, Podcast Moguls, merch, and then Nikayla TV. So in terms of the podcast, I am recording this week. I'm working on next week's episode and also doing some guest outreach to finalize the episodes for the remainder of this year and then kicking off January. And in order to do that, I kind of want to spend some time just kind of thinking through what themes I want to cover, what kind of
entrepreneurs or side hustlers I want in the guest chair so that I can encourage others. I'm always trying to think about, you know, what story needs to be told, what information needs to get out there, what resources do I want to connect you guys with. So I'm going to spend some time to think through that and really iron out what next year will look like. Because to be quite frank, I feel like the last 2 years, I haven't been able to map out the vision in the usual way that I would like because of all the unpredictability and because of the inability to have like a really strong and solid recording schedule. Look at my brain. That's right there was a picture of my brain in action sometimes when I have so much going on and I'm just trying to manage and juggle all the balls. So yeah, it has been really hard to have my show be a reflection of the information and the knowledge that I want out in the world. You know, I've done a few more rewinds than I would have loved to do, even though I love sharing those episodes because each and every time someone hears it for the first time and they're like amazed and they're so grateful for the information. So I love rewinds and I encourage my students to do rewinds. You know, it's no different than your television show that, you know, needs to take a break, take a hiatus. And instead of going dark, like, you know, your favorite shows will go dark for sometimes over a year before they bring back a new season. I like to sprinkle in episodes that I feel the information is evergreen. I feel like the knowledge is important. So I do enjoy being able to get that information to people who have not heard it yet, or just remind you guys, you know, if you haven't listened to the episode in a while. I also know that people, not everyone listens to every single episode. So sometimes it's your first time seeing that one. Sometimes people reach out to me and pitch people to be on the show. And I'm like, but they were episode blah, blah, blah. So that lets me know that I really need to reshare my episodes and do more of that. But I would have liked to interview different people that I didn't get a chance to do this year. So I'm looking forward to doing that and coordinating with their schedules by giving them more heads up. So a part of being able to interview people is being able to have a schedule that can work with an average person's schedule. You know, not everyone can fit into the small windows that I've had. So as my schedule frees up, so will the opportunities for me to chat with more dynamic side hustlers and entrepreneurs. So looking forward to that, working on that this week, and also working on show notes for this episode as well as upcoming episodes this month. And also working on some social media content. So right now I'm in between social media and content managers. So usually I hire out for that. And as I told you guys previously, you know, hiring is a job and I haven't had the bandwidth quite yet to hire. But what this time is giving me an opportunity to do is to play around with different social media promo graphics, different social media promo styles, especially now that I've incorporated video content. It's me deciding, okay, do I place these videos on Reels? Do I place them directly in the Instagram feed? Do I place them here? Do I want to, you know, do a carousel post on Instagram where I post several slides and the video is one of them? I'm toying around with all of them as I, like all of you, continue to study the algorithm as it changes. And you know that Instagram is one of my strongest platforms. So I do always invest in learning and growing with that platform. But I also share on the other social media platforms that Side Hustle Pro is on, such as Facebook, such as LinkedIn, such as Twitter, and exploring whether or not I want to be on other platforms such as TikTok and how to make TikTok organic for Side Hustle Pro, right? I don't just want to be sharing snippets of the episode, which is really not what TikTok is for, even though I have done that as a test and some have performed really well. So we are figuring it out over here. But by the time I am ready to hire another social media manager and content manager, I will be able to share with them, you know, here is the flow of promotion that I want you to work on. And then I'll be able to share those templates and really guide them through that. So this is a good transition point for me to take a break from hiring and then work on how I want my social done for Side Hustle Pro. So a friend of mine had reached out to me and they were like, are you doing your own social? And, you know, how do you do it? Like, it just sounds just like you. And I'm like, well, actually I am. And most times, even when I do have a social media person, my Instagram is still mine. Like, I don't hand over the keys to that. What I do is connect that person as an admin via, so now Facebook and Instagram have the creator studio where, you know, if you have business accounts or creator accounts, on Instagram and Facebook, then you're able to see both of them and you're able to schedule it out. So prior to using the Creator Studio, which I just started using, honestly, I used to use a platform called Buffer. So with Buffer, I could just, you know, connect my social person to the Side Hustle Pro social media accounts via Buffer. And they would just log into Buffer and be able to schedule out promotional content. Because right now, that's really what I utilize a social media person for. It's to post content related to the show. So my accounts still remain mine, meaning I have the logins. I'm able to go in and engage with people. All of that I'm going to do. I'm not comfortable with handing that all the way over because I still enjoy talking to people. So when you're DMing me and you're talking to me, Nikayla, not somebody else. So that's how social works for me. And if anyone else is trying to figure out how should I manage my business, I think that, you know, definitely utilize these third-party platforms. And this is going to make sense to you if you have a Facebook or Instagram business account. So it's really weird, but Instagram business accounts and Facebook business accounts, they connect easily to these third-party platforms like your Buffers, your Planoly, that's another one, Later. But if you want to actually post, if you want your post to go live without you having to go in and select publish, then you need to have a business account. If you have a creator account, which is what I have now, and these are just, you know, drop down selections. So creator accounts are more for people who are making creative type of content on Instagram and Facebook. So you're using reels and you're using music and you're doing different things. Whereas business accounts, I used to be able to do that as well on my business accounts, but I found some limitations with it. So I switched over to creator accounts. And for some reason, those third-party platforms like Buffer do not have permission to have your post go live. You get a notification and then you have to physically go in and select publish. And that defeats the purpose of scheduling. So I've now moved over to Facebook and Instagram Creator Studio. So that is something to note when you are selecting what kind of account you want. And I will say that with a creator account, I've also found that I have access to a better music library. So with business account, it was really limited as far as royalties and rights with the music. It was very generic music. But when I switched over both of my accounts, both Side Hustle Pro and Nikayla TV, that is when I got music permission. So just a small tangent to let y'all know when it comes to creation of social media, what I've learned, what's going on, and how I'm approaching it. So now let's talk about what else I'm working on. Merch. I touched on that a little bit last episode. So if you're watching a YouTube video, you'll see that gold mug I was talking about. I really did need to take a sip of tea because my voice was getting a little dry, but you get to see it because I drink out of this every single day and people are asking me for it and it's coming, you guys. So what I worked on with the merch partner that I'm working with right now, and you've seen me tag them on Instagram. It's Merch Studio. They did all the merch for the Side Hustle Pro live show in DC back in 2019. So we are finalizing my Shopify site. There are some changes that need to be done. And you guys, oh my goodness, there's just so much with any new endeavor. There are things that you don't expect or things that, you know, rounds of reviews that need to go through. So that's something to build into your time frame for any launch, especially when it comes to merch. So we've just gone through a round of edits for the Shopify site, finalizing descriptions and things like that. And these are all things that are important, but they take up time when you just want to go. You just want to go out there. And I would just go out there, but I feel that if I'm going to do it at this point, I might as well, you know, not go out there without reviewing and spell checking, right? Like it's no sense in launching and have everything be a mess at this point because I've been talking about it for so long. So we're close. We're finalizing things like that, finalizing the product mix, prices. And also we did a warehouse inventory check so that we can avoid as much as possible stock issues. Now, I am for this first run I will determine how often I'll release new products, whether that's quarterly or what have you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I will keep everything in stock all the time or do certain, kind of like what Zakiya Blaine of FBF Body talks about when she was here, like have certain releases. So still working through that and just making sure for this release that I know, okay, how many am I bringing to market? How much inventory do we have? And then if we sell out, because all of this involves a projection of how many you think you need. And if we sell out, how fast would it take to get more? So it's all a work in progress, you guys. I did not go to e-commerce school. I've had many fly entrepreneurs on here who have become really, really strong e-commerce experts. And that's why I have them on the show to learn. You always knew that was my hack in life, like bringing people on the show to learn from. I'm learning just like you're learning. But as everyone always says, you don't really learn until you do it. So I can get as much advice as possible from Kim, from Curl Mix, from Mylik, from Curlbox, you know, from Zakiya, from FBF Body, from Angel, who I featured last week from the Spice Suite. But at the end of the day, Nikayla has to go out there and test things out. And speaking of testing things out, I don't think I'm going to launch with the notebook that I've shown you guys. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll get a sneak peek of it. And you've seen a sneak peek of it before. It is this gold notebook. It has more pages, but I've been using them like crazy. And sometimes I take out pages. But anywho, I'm still working on the interior of that. So I don't think that'll be in this first release. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. But that's a part of learning and figuring out, okay, what do people want? At the end of the day, one thing I've heard over and over again is to not go out with too many SKUs, aka too many products. So that has been repeated so many times till people are blue in the face. So as much as I want to launch winter gear, zip-ups, this, notebooks, planners, all of this, I am going to keep it to a small number as much as possible, a small variety as much as possible. I really should just be releasing one thing, but you know, there's a mixture between what you hear, what you learn, and what you want to test for yourself. So I'm launching with more than one, but not like 100. So I'll keep you guys posted on how that goes. But yeah, it's a lot of work behind the scenes, a lot of work. And I think much kudos to my merch partner because they're doing the bulk of it and, you know, they'll be handling fulfillment. And I'm really, really, really grateful for that. And don't y'all try to steal them either. Okay. I got them first and don't you make them too busy. Okay. Otherwise, I'm going to stop sharing my plugs. All right.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about Podcast Moguls. Podcast Moguls, for those who don't know by now, is my podcast accelerator coaching program for aspiring podcasters or podcasters who have already launched but really need that information about how to build a profitable podcast. So you can learn more about that at podcastmoguls.com/join. So I'm currently working with the October cohort, and a few things I'm working on behind the scenes are revamping the welcome sequence of students as they come into the program, as they learn, and then also figuring and deciding on what a new student orientation could look like. Is this something that will be led by me, led by a team member? What will it entail? Especially because I encourage people from all levels to come into the program. And a new student orientation, especially ones that I have really enjoyed from programs that I am in, are things that just really walk you through the lay of the land. It's not that I would be going really deep into any particular lesson at that time, because the lessons within the actual course exist for a reason. However, a new student orientation, I find when I have taken courses, is really good at keeping your momentum going after you've purchased the course, giving you kind of that stabilizing force, which is like, okay, you can do it. Here's how. Let's start here. Answer any early questions and also continue to forge that connection, which is why, you know, I probably will be the one doing it. But I haven't so far had that new student orientation. It's usually our first coaching call is the first meeting of the new cohort. So still working that out. You know, I think a program like this is one that you continue to tweak no matter how long it's been around. It's something that can always be improved upon, always evolve. So I'm looking forward to more changes and upgrades that are coming in 2022. And like I've shared with everyone who joined in this recent cohort, the October cohort, I am now a video podcaster. So clearly, as I'm learning and growing, these are insights that I'm excited to share with my Podcast Mogul students, excited to share that bridge of, you know, how do you have a successful podcast on the listening apps, but then also carry that over to YouTube. And with YouTube, there's so much more that YouTube does for you other than just, you know, having listens there. So of course, there are people who YouTube is their preferred platform to listen and to get knowledge. So you're not only now appealing to those people and giving them that opportunity to listen on YouTube, but then also YouTube is a search engine. YouTube is allowing people to come across your information that never came across it before. And we also talked about the fact that with YouTube, they serve up your content. You know, on these listening apps like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you might go in and you'll see the podcast that they want to feature. But as far as the algorithm that they've created serving up suggested recommendations for you on a consistent basis, that's something that no one does as well as Google as it relates to, you know, content suggestions. So you do get content suggestions. Like if someone subscribes or searches for Side Hustle Pro, other podcasts will come up. Or, you know, if you search for something else, a bunch of podcasts will come up that are in the similar vein, you hope. But on a consistent basis, like if I go into my Apple Podcast app right now, right, and I go to browse, they are showing me subscriber favorites. They're showing me leisure vibes, new and noteworthy. They're not serving me content based on the shows that I'm already subscribed to. So you have an advantage when you have your show on YouTube, because now people who never knew about you, never listened to your show, because they listen to a similar type of show, are now being shown your content. And so you get to kind of piggyback and you get to benefit from the audience and the views of another show, because your content is going to be suggested because it's similar. And people who listen to this show also listen to that show, is that benefit of the algorithm. So I'll be sharing even more of that within Podcast Moguls. And I'm actually fleshing that out right now. What I hope to do is every week kind of work on upgrading every single lesson. And I want to do that because 2022 is not 2021. And so as much as possible, I always like to go in and tweak. And I'm not changing the course. Let's be clear. I'm adding. So as new things come out, like for example, Apple added subscriptions this year. So as new things come out, I add in insights, I add in my thoughts on them. And not every single thing that has come out, but as I'm getting ready to do some upgrades, those are the kind of upgrades that I focus on, not like re-recording and completely changing the course, because the content, the core content is still amazingly helpful. It's still very, very solid. And it's something that people are learning from and benefiting from every single day. And you can hear more about, you know, how the students inside of Podcast Moguls learn and what they have learned in my most recent episode with Tolu Garcia of the UI Narrative Podcast. So she shared more about that. And by the way, if you guys like those episodes, let me know and I'll interview some more Podcast Moguls students. I'll have some more student spotlights. But that is what's going on this week, specifically just focusing on the welcome sequence. So just to be clear, you know, you guys know that for podcasting, I'm working on recording, show notes, guest outreach and organizing. Oh, another thing I forgot to mention, brand partnerships. So this falls under the podcasting umbrella. So you guys know I have sponsors for this podcast. Some of those sponsorships, they are for the podcast. And then also I also share those messages on Instagram or in my email. And so every day I am working administratively on some of the needs of those different brand partnerships, whether that's sending over a contract or an invoice or sharing more insights on how something performed or planning for 2022. That's what I'm doing now. We're planning campaigns for 2022 or finishing out Q4. And that requires a whole different part of my brain. And I'm really excited actually about brand partnerships and expanding that element of my brand. So recently, I decided that I will definitely be upgrading how I approach brand sponsorships. Case in point, I used to take those photos myself. You know, I would just try to find the best lighting. And, you know, iPhone does have an amazing camera. So I would try to find the best lighting and, you know, use my tripod and take most of my brand campaign photos myself. But I was finding some limitations with lighting. You know, some days you don't get to shoot when the best lighting is out, or some days you want to go to a different location to shoot and you're like, if I'm going to do all that, do I want to bring a tripod and shoot myself, or do I want to hire a photographer? So for one of my most recent campaigns with the awesome folks at Yahoo Small Business for their Local Works service. And by the way, if you don't know about Local Works, you need to know about Local Works. It is essentially making sure that anytime someone searches for your business, they're getting the most up-to-date info. So you can like control how your business appears online across all the different search engine platforms and all the different directories. So I will link to information to get a free report and see how your business is doing in today's show notes. So make sure you're doing that. But for this most recent campaign, I was like, you know what? I'm stepping it up. When Dana Bolden was in the guest chair, one thing she mentioned is when you are creating brand campaigns, you need to think to yourself, like, if I want to attract more of this, you know, is this something I would pay myself for? You know, am I doing this at a level that I would hire myself? And yes, I was, but I also knew that I wanted to over deliver. I didn't just want to deliver anymore. I wanted to over deliver. So I decided that I'm going to start as much as possible, as much as timing and scheduling works out, have an actual professional photographer shoot my brand campaigns. So last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? I, at the last minute, had this epiphany and decided I'm going to do this. So I'd been in talks with this photographer who actually Dana recommended, Vernon Davis, if you're in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area. She, you know, highly recommended him. And so we had been in talks about shooting regularly, but it had kind of like fallen off because, you know, life. But then I said, oh, wait a second. Maybe I could shoot this campaign with Vernon. So I reached out to him like literally the night before. I'm having this epiphany at like 8 o'clock at night, you know, after me and Moyo do our switch of the shifts and I can have time to have focused thought again, right? So I'm having this epiphany and I realized that, oh my goodness, like I need this shot like today. This was Monday night and the campaign was set to go live on Wednesday night. And what I was doing, I was sending over the drafts of the Instagram post to the team. And that is when I said, oh my goodness, I need to reach out to Vernon. So I did that. And do you know that he was able to fit me in? He was like, I have 30 minutes tomorrow morning. Can we make that work? Oh, and one thing I should mention is I had already been kind of scouring Instagram looking for location. I'd been location spotting because I thought maybe I'll just go over there with my tripod. And that's when I was like, if I'm going to go all the way over there, like, what if these shots are whack? Like, let me get a real photographer. So I reached out to him and I said, hey, I want to shoot here. I have these shots in mind that I need. Like, do you have any availability? And he said, I have 30 minutes. And I was like, that's all I need. So we met the next morning, knocked it out. He's so professional. He was able to get me back the final images, you know, once I paid, of course. He was able to get me back the final images that night. And I was able to go ahead and post the first post that Wednesday. So we're going to be continuing to work together, obviously, but it just goes to show that when you, I don't know what it goes to show. I cracked myself up. But the point of this story was that brand partnerships is something that is in my workflow this week. I'm continuing to work on this current campaign and also brainstorming for future campaigns. So that is now an element that falls under the podcast umbrella when I add it to my week. That is what I'm doing. And of course, with brand partnerships comes things like invoicing, like I said, and the admin stuff. And that just involves, you know, making sure you're in that inbox, checking your inbox and all that good stuff. So the final thing is Nikayla TV. I have almost solidified a vlogging schedule. And you know what? When I say vlogging, of course, I mean YouTube filming. That's what I mean, because I don't plan to just do vlogs. I will incorporate some more videos where you're learning something, or so it could be things about side hustling or business. It could be about entrepreneurship. It could even be, I'm not eliminating hair content completely. I just didn't want my channel to only be focused on that. So it could be things like, you know, hey, like when I do these videos, people still ask me what hair I'm wearing. And that is a part of my life, like choosing really convenient wigs to put on my hair. Why did I stutter when I said that? I'm ashamed. But that is part of my life and my workflow, like finding really convenient things to do with my hair so that that doesn't take me a lot of time. Because like, for today, you know, me and Moyo, he had a break and had a window in his day. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to record at 2. And so, you know, I just quickly went to the bathroom and freshened up a bit and, you know, slapped on the hair, slapped on the headband, did a little doop doop on the face, and we're good to go. So let me know if you're still interested in that. I believe you guys are, but, you know, do a little confirmation by going on YouTube and writing that in the comments of this video. But I am still finalizing my filming schedule, and I think it will be probably Fridays. It's hard because Fridays now has a lot packed into it. Fridays are for my interviews with guests. Fridays are some of my me time. So things like when I schedule mani-pedis or eyebrows, things like that, it's usually Friday. So just figuring and working around that. And sometimes I don't get enough content on Friday, so I have to do like over the weekend. That's if I'm doing like a vlog. And overall, I think I just need to get over myself. I need to get over myself. It is something that we talked about during the boot camp, and we're going to continue to talk about it because it's a real hurdle, which is, I think I've just put too much pressure on it. I think I put too much pressure on the creation of the videos when you guys just want to see, get to know me, and just get a glimpse into my life or something new that I have to share that I think is helpful. And I enjoy it from other people. I don't expect the things from them that I'm expecting from myself. So why do I do that? You know, these are conversations that I have to have with myself to remind myself, like, you're taking yourself too seriously. You're putting too much pressure on it. You're taking it too seriously overall. And just get over yourself, girl. And just do it. So with that, I again have to remind myself that, hey, the goal here was consistency. Every video is not going to be boom, bam, like world premiere, Netflix quality. But it's okay, because what I've set out to do is consistently produce content on my YouTube channel for a year. Now, for this week, because I was in my head, I did not send it over to the editor when I should have. And so now I probably won't get it out on Sunday, but that's okay. That's okay, because progress, not perfection, you guys. If I could leave you with anything in this co-working chat, it is progress, not perfection. So that's my goal for myself. I hope that you have the same goal for yourself. I hope that while we've been chatting, you've been thinking through some of your workflows and some of the things that you have to work on this week and next. And I hope it gave you some encouragement. And with that, I will talk to you next week. Bye. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.